Good Monday afternoon, everyone. Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, here with you on this beautiful December 10th, 2018. 14 days to Christmas Eve, 15 days for Christmas, 21 days in 2018 will be gone. And I just have to ask, do you have your networking strategy in place? You have to be strategic. You need a networking strategy. To be strategic, to review, means you have identified your long-term or overall aims and the means of achieving them. Having a strategy is to have a plan of action designed specifically for you, in this case, to achieve a major or overall aim. We've been through some quick tips. I'm not going to go back through them today because we really have a lot to cover. So I'm going to go forward with saying that anything that's good manners applies to networking. Anything that's good manners applies to networking. Those things that you do see others doing that bother you at networking events, don't do them. If it bothers you, then it bothers others. Don't do it. Our first episode in this series of You Have to Be Strategic was Networking is Marketing. Your networking budget comes from your marketing budget. Episode 2 was Do Your Due Diligence. Before attending a networking event or meeting, make sure your target will be attending. Last week, we did part 3 of Free is Not Free, the mindset. Today, we're doing self-investment. And with that being said, let's just dive right into this, because the truth of the matter is this. Why would other people want to invest in you if you don't invest in yourself? Now let's think about that. If all you do, because we talked last week about the pushback for free networking is, well, I go to this meeting, that meeting, the other meeting, it's free. We did that breakdown of the finances. But everyone knows all you're doing is going to this meeting, that meeting, or the other meeting, for free. They know you're not paying to go to events. Maybe they've talked to some event hosts and the event goes, well, you know, Sarah Jones asked me to allow her to attend our networking meeting for free to see if she liked it. And then if she liked it, she would come back later. And we let her come for free, and she said it was fantastic, and I heard her telling some people at another event about it, but she never came back, and she actually never referred anyone else to our event. So then, as they're talking to the organizer of another event, they're going, well, she did the same thing to me. So basically, Sue Jones, our example, made up person, is surfing events for free and not giving anything back. Now, if you're just building your business and you need to network, I understand the having to go to free events or being available to serve at paid events. There's your difference between, can I come for free, or serving that event host planner. A perfect example for this would be, and I'm not going to name the person or the event, but several years ago, I got a messenger message from a very influential person in this area, and she said to me, why is one of my favorite people not on my attendance list? There's not a whole lot of people, I will tell this, but at that particular point in time, I was just honest with her. I said, I cannot afford to be on your attendance list. I had tried to get on her volunteer list, even though there was a small fee for that, but I never got an answer back. So apparently I wasn't supposed to be on her volunteer list. It's because she says, well, if I made you an ambassador, which is my event and I can do whatever I want to, if I make you an ambassador at no charge to you, can you promote the event? And can you serve at the event however my event planner might need your services? I said, I most certainly can serve at the event, and I'm already promoting the event, so I'll just keep doing that. She made me an ambassador. Now I can go back and say, I was an ambassador at this event, which led to this event, which led to this event, and the third time she did her event, even though she changed the name, she actually sold out the hotel. She has labeled me as being consistent. Because I am consistent, because I am willing to serve, then she was willing to reach out and give me a hand up. Not a hand out. It was a hand up. I made connections at that event that I still have this day. I built on connections I had already made, and they're taking me into areas and arenas I wouldn't have gotten to otherwise. I can call up on Connection X, who was a sponsor, and say, this is what I've got going on. I need to have a really great prize for anyone who attends 7 out of 12 of my Lunch and Learns in 2019. Can we do another one of those items that we did for the other event? And I have no doubt whatsoever that that door prize or that gift will be supplied, because I've made that connection. I've kept that connection. I put their company out there. So it goes back to, if you won't invest in you, why should others invest in you? Now, this lady could have said that to me, and I could have said, well, what do I want to promote your event for? What do I get out of your event? How do I get anything out of serving at the event? Well, number one, serving at the event. We're going to go that way first. I got to be in a timer in various breakout sessions. So even though I didn't get to pick and choose the breakout sessions, the event planner did that for me so I could serve her, which served the event. I was there, and she didn't have to bring in an employee and pay that employee, so it didn't take away from her profit for the event to do that job. And I got to take notes while I was doing the timing. Promoting the event shows it's not all about me. When you say to someone, well, why would I want to serve your event? Or why would I want to promote your event? Or why would you even ask me to do that? There's nothing in it for me. No, there was a lot in it for you. But you proved to that person there was nothing in it for them to help build you up. Another perfect example, and I will give the name and the event for this one, because I work with her event every year. She's the reason I'm still where I'm at in business. She didn't let me run when I physically wanted to run out of an event. She told me, oh no, you're not going anywhere. You're going to sit down and you're going to figure this thing out. It was only the third event I had ever been to, and this woman would not let me run. Her name is Shawn Thomas. She is the entrepreneur. And one of her events 2 years ago, I believe it was, might have been three. She only does them annually now, but at that time she was doing three a year. And the person who was supposed to do her registration desk did not show up. She said, could you handle registration for me today? Sure I can. I can take money. I can check people off a list. I can give people a bracelet that says, yes, you're here. I can have them do a name tag if they need a name tag. No problem with that. Did I get to hear the speakers? Some of them, yes, via live stream that Dryer Buzz did. And some of them, no, because my phone was dying. But here's the thing with that. You go, well, you didn't get to be in there to hear the speakers speak. That's true. But had I been in the audience, and I know this because I've been in her audience numerous times, I may get to make contact with, real contact with 10 people, and probably 4 to 6 of them I already know. So I'm only making initial contact with 4 to 6 new people. But she had almost 150 people in attendance. Guess who got to sign each and every one of them in? Got to hug those I hadn't seen for a while. Go, oh my, we've been friends on Facebook for so long and we're finally getting to meet in person. I got to meet every single person at that event face to face by name. So if you cannot afford to go to networking events, that's one thing. Be willing to make an investment in yourself by being willing to serve. Serve those event hosts, and it will serve you to take you to heights that you have no idea about. Serve those people who are in that position that you want to see yourself in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 2 years, 5 years. Those are the people you need to be serving today, because I'm going back to my original question. If you are not investing in you, and I will bring this down to a personal level, why should I invest in you? If you are not investing in you, why should I invest in you? Thank you so very much for joining me today. This is Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, and I will be back here next Monday. Will you? You know you will. Bye-bye.